Well, right now, NRA, all the facts are known. The case is closed. But this group, no matter the pressure from NOAA or the Twitter post demanding answers from its own members or even my inquiries, I've asked this question of the NRA twice without a response. Here's my email receipt to prove it. I've asked them why this group remains silent. The response? It's still silent. But I did find a gun rights group that wanted to speak. Here is the president of the National African American Gun Association, Philip Smith.
I think it needs to be emphasized, it needs to be really pushed out there. This is a good guy who had a legal license to carry, but he was still shot. Those institutions or groups that don't want to talk about that, that's on them. But I know we're certainly going to talk about it, and our members are talking about it. Black folks in our communities across the nation are talking about it.
Smith's group has 20,000 members. More than 1,000 of them are police officers. And Castile's case, he says, has dominated what they're talking about, as it touches the Second Amendment, policing, and being a black man carrying a gun. It touches all of these at the same time. And Smith says all of his members don't feel the same way about this case, and that's okay. He says disagreement in the open air is a heck of a lot better than silence.